Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday morning service, the 5th of May already. Now Jim's going to bring us his first reading.
Right, we're in Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, and it's chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 4. 4-8. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the people of the earth will mourn because of him. So be it. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Then if you can turn to chapter 22, reading from verses 17 to 21. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him who he is say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from the prophecy, the book of this prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jill. We're now to have the second reading, which Mariana will bring to us, which then she will follow on with the talk. Thank you, Mariana.
Now you'll have to excuse me while I get rid of my cough tweet. The reading is 2 Corinthians 13, verses 11 to 14. If somebody's got it already, perhaps you'd like to read it and then I'll recover. So if I ask someone, perhaps. Thank you.
Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen. There are no prizes for guessing what we're talking about today. We're talking about the benediction, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We say it to each other every week. I wonder how real it is. You'll have seen our readings, both our readings, spoke about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it lovely just to say those words? Our, not somebody else's, but our Lord Jesus Christ. And that our needs to become mine. So we're going to talk about the grace of our Lord Jesus. Grace brought Jesus from the splendor and glory of heaven Jesus before time, in timelessness, one with the Father. In timelessness, through eternity, one with the Father. And this Jesus of majesty and glory left the splendor of heaven and came to a mucky farmyard and a manger and went to a cross. Defining moment in the history of the life of the world, Jesus. John puts it, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is Jesus. In Corinthians, Paul takes up that message, 2 Corinthians, thank you for reading it. Paul writes, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know it? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, can you imagine the riches of heaven? Rich, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, rich together. Rich in creation, rich in love, rich in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet, little word, big meaning, though he was rich, yet for your sakes, each one your sake. He became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be rich. Now, some of us are fairly well off anyway, and some of us aren't quite so rich. But if we know the Lord Jesus, we're as rich as we can ever be. Rich in fellowship with him. Rich in the love of God, rich in grace, rich in the knowledge of his presence. Do you know him? Do you know him every day? His presence with you, morning and light, night, sickness and health, with you. His presence. This rich ness that God gives. But these riches aren't just given. They are lavished. Isn't that a lovely word? They are lavished on the children of God. God's riches are yours. Do you know him? Lavished. Just think for a moment of the enormity of the unity of love and truth and purity of the Godhead. It's unimaginable. It's unfathomable. It's uneverythingable. It's beyond our capacity to understand it. We can't grasp, can we, the wonder of the Godhead. Wow. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit from eternity are one. This is the triune God. When I was preparing for this, I came across a verse in Luke's Gospel. It said, Mary and Joseph had done everything required by the law of the Lord, and they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. This is Jesus they're talking about. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And I had a wow moment. Wow! Jesus, one with the Father, grew up. Grew. Who was in the beginning, who is and evermore will be, grew up. I thought it was amazing. The grace of God brought the Lord Jesus from the glory of heaven, from the fellowship of Father, Son and Spirit. Every time I've read this, I've cried. Brought him from heaven, from glory, splendor, majesty, power, to a cross, to bear the sin of the world, your sin, my sin, to pay the penalty so that sinful man, sinful people like us could be reconciled to God, bearing shame and scoffing rude in my place, in your place. Condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. What a saviour. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient for you and me. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is Corinthians, that though he was rich, rich in perfect unity with the Godhead, rich in heaven's glory, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ brings salvation. Do you know it? How rich are you in the love of the Lord Jesus? The grace of our Lord Jesus is the only way of salvation. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And the gate's wide open. But we have to come. It isn't a gimme. We have to come. The Lord Jesus died for us. Through grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus, are we saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus brings us eternal security. Sometimes we're a bit insecure on earth, aren't we? You know, oh dear, this isn't right, and I'm not terribly well, and the roof's falling off the house, and you know, we get quite anxious, don't we? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us security now and for eternity. But all have sinned. That's us as well. And there is no other way, but we are justified freely by the grace of God, by the redemption that came through Jesus to all who believe. Question is, do we all believe? believe. I know most of you. God knows us. He knows our hearts. And having been justified freely, Titus tells us, through Christ, we become heirs, having the hope of eternal salvation. We used to use the word saved a lot when I was a little girl. It seems to have gone out of vogue. Well, I used to go to, the church, St. Thomas's, to interpret for a deaf man. I think he was about 98 when I first met him. And profoundly deaf all his life. And he used to go to the Wednesday Fellowship, and I went to interpret for him. And the first time, his daughter sort of took me along by the hand to shake Dad's hand. He was all there. And I put my hand out to shake his hand and said, you know, hello, are you well? And no hand came from the other side. And he fixed me with his eye and he said, are you saved? I said, yes, I love the Lord Jesus. He stuck his hand out for half an hour. He knew where his priorities were. Are you saved? Then you're all right, I'll talk to you. That man was profoundly deaf, as I say. But he knew his Saviour. Are you saved? Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what comes next? The love of God. We say it to each other, don't we, so often. The love of God. John 3:16. Now I'm going to do something very brave here. I'm going to ask us all to say John 3:16 together. I'll be saying it from the old one, that when I knew about this big. You might be saying it from a modern translation, but it doesn't matter. Shall we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ together? Are we ready? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. This is the grace of God. It's an evermore grace. It's an amen grace. I used to, when I lived in Harrogate, to Werner Wright. Do any of you know Werner Wright? Well, Werner Wright was one of our elders at Harrogate. And he used to say, the word so is so small, but God so loved the world. So is too small, it doesn't matter. Too small a word. But God so loves us so, so much. Romans puts it, God commends. Isn't that a lovely word? Commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, and we all were, Christ died for us. This is the love of God. The love of God is unconditional. It's undeserved, it's unfailing, it cannot be earned. The love of God is freely given. There's another lavish here. 1 John 3 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The Authorized Version says, bestowed on us. be stoned. Ooh, I love words. God knows his children. He knows us intimately. He knows us inside and out. He knows everything about us. He knows where we live. He knows what we do. He knows what we like. He knows when we're grumpy. He knows his children. God was talking to Israel. And he says to Israel, I created you. This is found in Isaiah 43. It's on the floor. I created you. I formed you. I called you by your name, even if it's a difficult one, like Miriam. And he goes on talking about the care and the protection that they've had and the love that they've had and how precious you are and how honoured you are. Honoured in my sight, he says. And then God says, I love you. Wow. I love you. God loves Israel. It was to Israel. And the God who loves Israel loves you. God so loved the world, we said. So, not so. So loved the world. He longs for us to come to him. And I'm sure that most of us, many of us, maybe all of us, have come to him. To believe in him. To trust him. The God who gave his only son wants to be with you and you to be with him for all eternity. God so loves you. Do you know him as Saviour? Do you love him as Lord? So we've had, how did we start the benediction? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and now the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who bears witness that we are children of God. It's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that's the very presence of God within us. It's very close up and personal. It's mine, it's yours. The Holy Spirit is our guide and teacher. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the things of God. He teaches us about Jesus. Romans 8, Paul says, you have received the spirit of sonship, and ladies, doctorship, of sonship. You are a child of God. The Spirit itself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Are you sure? Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he, she, doesn't belong to Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. And one more word. Amen. These are the words of the Amen. The faithful, true witness. This is Jesus being called the Amen. The last word. The only word. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you that we can be reconciled to God. The love of God, who gave his Son, that you, that I, each one personally, could become his child, can know God as our Heavenly Father. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who lives within, who introduces us to Jesus, who guides us, teaches us, keeps us through all the ups and downs of life. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. May we each know the reality and the presence of our triune God in our everyday life. Hallelujah. Amen.